Hello.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird. We're in my room. This is so weird to be like, it's weird.
This is new to both of us, and well, first, let's welcome you to our podcast.
Hello, this is Talking Funny. Funny Talk was already taken. I didn't know that. I was on the Apple podcast, and I was like, trying to make sure that it wasn't taken already, but it already was, and that sounded like a really cool name in my head. And I was like, wait, what if someone took it? And then I went on there, and it was gone.
Well, it's fine.
Sadly. So today, we're just,
but, like, you guys first, just, well, first, we're gonna
you interrupt
just,
her. You always interrupt me.
It's fine, but they don't know who the frick we are. We need to, so I'm Emma, by the way.
I'm Ari. I'm the nicer one who doesn't interrupt the other all the time.
Well, guess what? We need to make this interesting for them. They need to realize this.
So first, we're going to start off with some weird, crazy stories that we've never told each other before. I think we're going to be dying our heads off. We are people who laugh a lot.
That's why our podcast is called Talking Funny. But here's just something I think we should do, our Would You Rathers and Who's Most Likely To's first, so they can get to know us a bit.
Okay.
So me, hi, I'm Emma, and I'm a person.
Same. We're not going to go really deep into who we are and what we do and stuff like that.
Because, honestly, we have a lot of depth to our personalities, and we're just really stupid people, and we do idiotic things. Did you just burp?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, we're going to do some Who's Most Likely To's, Would You Rathers.
Oh, it's still recording. I'm just trying to make sure it's still recording. Okay.
Oh my god, Ari.
If you hear, like, weird sound effects coming out, parents are watching a movie being super obnoxious. But yeah, I was just pulling up the questions,
and we're going to get started. So, question one. Who's most likely to give all of their money to charity?
Oh, I know this one. 3, 2, 1, me.
Ari.
I'm so much.
Don't say me. Just say your name.
Ari. Sorry.
Ari definitely would do that.
Yeah. Emma's too greedy when it comes to money.
Not
if
greedy.
It was like a big pizza, I would eat it. I wouldn't donate it to charity. I would eat it myself, all by myself, a big giant,
normally,
large pizza.
Ari, you would more take the time to do it. Normally, I would just forget about it and procrastinate not to leave the house.
True.
That'd be the reason why I wouldn't do it.
Plus, you're not, I don't feel like you're as, like, my kind as me. I feel like sometimes you could be such,
this is what this whole thing is gonna do. You're just roasting me. Is this what this is gonna turn into?
No, I don't mean to be mean. It's just that, like, I feel like
look
some,
at me now.
I could just feel like sometimes you're so,
I'm so,
like,
intent with myself.
Derogatory sometimes. I feel like you're just derogatory.
I know. Well, I'm a good person, but
more derogatory than me.
It's just
me,
I procrastinate like heck, so yay! ASMR.
Oh my gosh. Stop. No, we're not doing ASMR. Maybe for like another episode. That'd be so cool.
We're ranting.
We are. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Episode 2. Question 2. Who's most likely to rule the world?
I don't know.
I don't know. Oh god, I'm just gonna. I have an idea.
Are we allowed to say both?
No. We're gonna just pick one or the other. Okay.
3, 2, 1, Emma.
I feel like you'd be too scared to run for president or something. You'd be too scared to do it. And, like, I'm a very bold person, so I would just do it without thinking, really. Or I would also do it, like, with having a vision in my head.
I would be so scared.
You would be so scared.
I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I wouldn't. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Plus, you are so indecisive. You wouldn't be able to make decisions and
it's
actually rule
so
a country.
True.
I take a little while to make decisions because it does take time to make decisions and laws and everything. But I feel like I'd be able to do it more efficiently. And as you would take like a month to still think of something. If it's something you're really dedicated to,
I would take a month to do something that you could do in a week.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
My phone turned off. Okay, who's most likely to blow all their money on an impulse buy?
Oh, I know. I have such a good idea. This is just by what, like,
oh,
things
I know
that happened in the past. 3, 2, 1, Ari.
Ari, you would... I would actually be smart and save my money for things I actually need or
I
really
just go out and buy stuff. Because, like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want this, that, and that. And then I buy it and I'm just like, I'm in heaven.
But then you don't end up using your room.
Yeah.
Because your room is always usually a mess.
But I got some new IKEA furniture, and so I think it's going to stay like this for a long time because it's really pretty. I like it like this.
Okay.
I got, like, a lot of IKEA furniture.
They can't see us. This is not YouTube.
I know. I'm just saying.
So, this one's so obvious. Who is most likely to order a pizza within 24 hours? This is so easy.
3, 2, 1. Ari. I love food. I love pizza. I want to eat an entire pizza by myself when I could have gave some to my brother, but I didn't.
Yeah, to her. But honestly, I would order a pizza, but I wouldn't do it as often because normally when I eat a food really recently, normally I won't want it for like a week or so, and then like or a couple days, then I'll come back to it. I wouldn't order one like every 24 hours. And you have addictions to certain foods or liquids. You will have an addiction to it, and you have to like have like multiple like cups of it or something like a day. For example, we're drinking hot chocolate right now.
So I have this addiction with hot chocolate, and I don't know why. It's just, chocolate milk, milk chocolate, just the perfect.
And, like, you've had them all the morning when we went on the bus, because it's winter here right now, and you've always had it, and you summer, just have addictions to everything.
Summer, chocolate milk, winter, hot chocolate. So delicious, so good. I wouldn't prefer them for your health, but they're still really good. Next question.
Okay. This one is probably not really decisive, but this one, I don't think either of us would apply to it, but okay. We're just going to do it because it's on here.
I'm scared.
Who's most likely to have 1 million followers on social media? Oh, I think I know, but I have a really, I guess, a more truthful reason why.
I don't put that much thought into, like, Instagram or like Snapchat or that much. Even though to you it looks like I do, I don't. I stay off all of those like sites all the time. Okay. I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter.
Okay, it's fine. Who do you think? 3, 2, 1, Ari.
I don't know.
So like here's the reason why I think you, because I think you would post more, and for me I would just forget to do it. I forget a lot of things. You know that. Oh, and I would just forget to do it. Or when I do it, it will look like the crappiest thing ever. So I think you would just be more active.
Mm-hmm.
But I might have like better content or something. But I would just be not active whatsoever.
Okay, so this is our last question. It's kind of sad, but we have other things we want to discuss during this podcast. Isn't that right, Emma?
But first, we're going to do a couple more questions.
One more question?
But then I have to figure out.
Tears. Okay. Next one.
Who's most likely to throw a fit during a game of Monopoly?
Oh,
this one's going to spill some tea.
God, I don't want to answer this one. No.
This is ridiculous, because honestly, we are both really competitive.
Oh my god, oh my
We're both
god.
Really competitive and both want to win. So,
3, 2, 1.
Wait, let me think of the question again.
Oh my gosh.
So, I think you said I forget. So, who's the most likely to throw a fit?
Dory, can you answer now?
Her. By the way, something that I will say a lot during this podcast, I'll say her a lot. All my friends know I say it a lot. So this is really not new information, but to people who know me, but yeah.
Okay. You done drinking your hot chocolate?
Yeah, I'm done now.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, Ari.
What?
I don't know.
No, but remember the last time you played games?
Oh, you got so mad.
I'm so competitive.
So, we were playing Mario Kart, and both of us are both really good. Sometimes Ari will win, sometimes I will win. So, basically, we were doing this, like it was the Star Cup.
Yeah.
And then I won the first two races, and Ari got, like, seventh.
I got so bad.
Seventh
and
sixth.
The thing is, for me, if I don't win at Mario Kart, I feel like the world's gonna end, because I It's me and Emma are just so competitive with each other that we're like, I'm gonna beat you. And then
I just didn't win. Ari wasn't having it, so she just turned out the whole console and walked out of the room. And then the TV just turned up. And I was like, hey,
I was so bad. I got like 12th place. People keep on running into me. I ran over like 15 bananas. I was so upset. I went from like first to 12th and like that. And I was so mad. I was so triggered because everyone kept on shelling me. I kept getting ran over by people.
No, not everyone was shelling you. I shelled you.
That makes it even worse. Emma. Okay.
Every man for themselves.
Okay. So, I'm going to flip through my book here and see what we're going to do. I always lose the pages. Okay. So, we have Never Have I Evers. Okay.
Wait, we're gonna do some Never Have I Evers right now?
Yeah. I'm just gonna pull up the
questions,
and we're gonna be back in a second. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're back now, and we're gonna do some
Never Have I Evers.
Okay.
Okay. Never have I ever injured myself while trying to impress a boy that I was interested in.
3, 2, 1, never.
It's like, basically, I wouldn't do that because basically, you know, you already know this. I don't have crushes. The boy will chase me, then I'll break their heart.
True. It's what I do. Oh my gosh.
It's what I do, but occasionally I'll say yes. Depends on the person. But if I say I don't like you because you're mean, or I want you to be nicer, then they'll be nicer. Then I'll be like, no, you're forcing it. I don't like you, though.
You are so afraid of the commitment, though. You're so afraid of commitment. I feel like something comes serious for you, you're just like, no, no, no.
But it's like, normally, it's like, I have to think about it. I won't do it just to make them happy, really. I will feel bad about it, but I'm not going to commit to something that I'm not going to say, sure, I'll do it, if I'm not going to commit to it.
Okay, next, Never Have I Ever.
It's like, never have I ever had to run to save my life.
Let me think about this.
I know my answer.
Oh my gosh. I'm thinking. Okay, 3, 2, 1,
never.
It's
like, I've never done that.
I feel like I have, but it's only like in a jokingly way, you know? Like, your friend chases you.
Yeah, but like,
But that's not running for your life.
Like, I've never had, like, someone, like, breaking into my house or anything. There was this one time, and you know about this story, but that's for a different episode.
So, but, yeah,
say you know what story I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I do. Okay, anyway, next question before we start ranting again.
So, never have I ever broken something at a friend's house and not told them. Not tell them.
3, 2, 1, never.
Yeah, I have.
What? Okay, tell me the story.
So, basically, I was looking through, basically, my friend, we liked filming iMovies together. Mm-hmm. So, basically, she wanted me to write down her ideas, and basically, what I did, I'm not sure how I did this, but apparently, I was writing, okay? Then I have a really firm grip on pencils, so apparently, I broke the pencil in half. Writing.
Oh my gosh.
And I broke the pencil and I was like, oh shoot. And then I got another pencil and I broke it too. I just broke all of her pencils. And she's the one that knows the stain. I am not lying.
This is such a weird story, Emma. You are the Hulk. Pencils must fear you. You must be feared by pencils freaking everywhere. When you pick a pencil up on the ground, it must be like, oh no, not this chick.
Oh no.
Yeah. Anyway, next question.
Okay, never have I ever snooped through a friend's bathroom or bedroom without them knowing.
3, 2, 1.
I have. I've done that to you.
What?
It's like when you just go into the bathroom, it's always be like, ooh, shelf.
Oh, I'm freaked out. I don't want to go to the bathroom.
It's like, I'll just, like, look at it. I won't touch anything. I'll just, like, get intently looking at it.
I'll, like, look for your stuffed animals. Because there's certain stuffed animals that I love more than others at her house, and I'll just, like, look for them. And then I'll steal them from her and love on them. And, yeah. You know that's happened before. That happened with her llama. Her tiny llama that I freaking loved. But anyway, next question.
Okay. Never have I ever had a bad fall because I was walking and texting.
Oh, three,
two, one. No, I have.
You fall all the time.
I am such a clumsy person. It's like I'll run into doors, just randomly trip.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Like Ari knows, I get spammed with text messages because I'm on so many group chats. People keep adding me, and when I don't want to be in a group chat, then I'm trying to say, "Everyone, stop texting me!" And then as I'm doing this, I'll just trip and I'll fall. Then I'll get. I don't know. I'll die a little inside because I was like, dang it, not again. Shoot. I thought I'd go out of this.
Then I'll just I thought really my clumsy stage was over.
I thought the stage was dead.
Okay. Next question.
Never ever tried to cut my own hair.
Oof.
I know the answer.
Three, two, one. I have.
I was like, I've done that recently one time because, like, I had the ponytail, then, like, some of this one section of hair, it was really thick and it was so much longer than the rest of it, and it was annoying me all day. I cannot stand it. At school, I wanted to go to the bathroom and just cut it off. I was so triggered, and I did it at home, and then I finally relieved myself. I finally, like, go to the stress, and I was fine.
When I was like 7, I went into my bathroom and I cut off a little piece of my hair. And it was interesting. My mom noticed, which, like, I don't know how. I just cut off like the tiniest piece. And she was like, "Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?" I was like, "I don't know. Thought it was cool." You know? I didn't think anything of it. I didn't get really in trouble much. She just kind of yelled at me there for a minute.
Never have I ever cheated on a test.
Oh my gosh. Three, two, one.
I've never really started cheating on tests. So basically, me and my friend, basically we sit next to each other in two of our classes, and this is this year too. You know her.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna say her name. But we basically, like in language arts, we have to take these tests, and we sit right next to each other. So we basically just like we'll always scan over each other's comments to make sure we all have the same answer. But one time she was so mean to me. Basically, she got ahead of me on one of the questions, and she was on the next question, and I was on the question that she was already on, and I clicked the wrong answer, and she knew I was wrong. She knew it was wrong, and she didn't tell me that she got an A, and I got a B on the test.
Oh my gosh.
I got so
That's when
triggered.
Your friends backstab you in school.
I got so mad at her.
When I was in first grade, I was sitting in class, and there was just one word that I didn't know. I knew I got all the other words correctly, and there was one word I didn't know, so I stood up to go turn my test in, and then I looked over at someone else's page real quick, and then I wrote down their answer, but they ended up getting it wrong anyway, and I got it wrong, so it was kind of sad.
But you did still cheat.
I still cheated. I remember that day really clearly for some reason, but yeah.
Okay.
Next question.
So we'll do four more questions, because there's four more that I really want us to do.
Okay. I'm scared.
Wait, there's five I want us to do.
No,
please, because they're really good ones. Fine. Okay. Never have I ever fallen in love at first sight.
Three.
Two, one, never. I was like, I have looked at a boy and was like, oh my god, you're cute. I can imagine us dating.
No!
I've done that before.
I've never done that.
I've done that before. Then I end up getting to know him. I was like, ew, you freaking suck. You're absolutely the worst person.
Don't think about it. I'm friends with so much boys that, like, when I look at someone, I'm like, oh, hey, you're cool. It would be nice to hang out with you and stuff, but I don't look at them and be like, hey, I would love to date you.
Oh, I've done that before.
I don't think that way.
I'm being openly honest, and the boys in my school, and they might be listening to this, like, they're just gonna be so scared of me. Like, guess I'm telling the truth. Freak it.
It's never happened before for me. Okay, next question.
Okay. Never have I ever had a paranormal experience. I think I know my answer.
Oh my gosh. Three,
two, one. I have.
Okay, so I was in love with It. It's my favorite movie. The original one by Stephen King is 3 hours long. It's my favorite movie of all time. Now, I watched the second one, And that freaking scared me. I was scared of it. I was scared of, like, everything that went on. So basically, the second it kind of ruined the first it for me, but I'm still in love with the first it. So the second I watched it, I went to sleep at night, and I just thought it was going to come after me and kill me. For, like, 2 days straight, I was afraid of it.
Honestly, when you showed me that movie, because I didn't want to see it, I never had no interest in it, you showed me it, then I had nightmares for a week. I swear to God, I was scared, but, like, I had another paranormal experience. This is not necessarily paranormal, but it's more just, like, something that, it's just not normal. So I'm walking in the bus.
Oh my gosh.
Then this, like, middle-aged man who's in his 50s driving his car and crossing the street. So I'm stopping there and letting him pass, you know, like a normal person would. And then he stops right in front of the curb, rolls out his window, and asks me if I'm married. And I'm saying, no, I'm freaking 11 years old. Shut up.
Is that what you actually said?
I didn't say that. I said, I'm just like, no, I'm 11 years old. And he's like, oh, sorry, and it drives off and turns the corner. And then it kind of traumatized me. I wasn't scared. I was just confused. Like, what the heck? Who's stupid enough to think I'm, like, old enough to get married?
This is America. You, can't get married at 11. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. That's an amazing thing.
Okay.
I'm so happy.
Okay, there's two more questions that I want us to do.
Okay.
Okay. Never have I ever accidentally said I love you to someone, but you didn't mean it.
Oh, okay.
I know my answer.
Three, two, one. I have instances where I called my teacher's mom and stuff, but I don't think I've ever called.
Oh, everyone's actually called her teacher mom. Everyone's done that.
Yeah.
I do that still.
I don't do it anymore. I did it, like, second grade once.
I do that still.
No, I did that last year.
I said I have, and here is why.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, this boy, he texts me saying, oh, my God, I like you. And I say, sure, I like you, too. And then he sends me, like, saying, you're cute, you're cute, you're cute. And then I'm just like, I can't do this. I don't like him. I didn't like him. But I would feel so bad. Like, this is why I would say, like, this, like, kind of goes on to my answers from the previous questions.
Mm-hmm.
But then I end up breaking his heart, and yeah, that was fun.
And you said I love you to him by accident?
Yep, I sent it to him by accident, but I did not mean it, and then I end up breaking his heart, and he's like, what the heck, you said I loved me, and I was like, I did not mean that, I'm doing that just to be nice to you. And so then I broke him.
Oh my God, okay.
Okay, this is the last one. Never have I ever pressed send, and then it, on a text message, and then immediately regretted it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is gonna spill some tea.
Three, two, one.
I have.
So I was texting this guy, and I was, like, doing a prank on him, and it was really funny. I was, like, my friends.
Was I with you when he did that?
Think so.
Yep.
Oh, wait, was it?
Who? I'm not gonna say, because the podcast will hear.
But anyway, I was texting this guy, and it was, like, this really thick, long message, and it was like a prank thing, and he didn't respond, and I was really upset, but I, like, instantly regretted it. I was like, oh my gosh, why did I do this, why did I get myself into this, because I was with my friends, and I just thought it was really funny, and then afterwards, just like, yeah, not talking to this person again, deleted his contact, I haven't talked to him for, like, a couple months, been cool.
Healthy relationships.
But not, like, really, not really a relationship. I don't want to have a relationship with this guy.
About friendships. My God.
I don't want to have a relationship with this guy. Friendship or boyfriend-girlfriend. No way.
Okay. Wait, what was the question? Yes, I have sent a message and immediately regretted it. Like, immediately. I can't talk. I'm sorry. Stop mocking me. Okay, so I have done that, like, when I was, remember when I was, like, talking to, like, that boy, he was texting me, and then I said, I love you, then I immediately regretted it. I was so mad at myself, and I was like, frick!
Dang, damn it.
Nards. Oh my God.
Okay. Next question.
That was the last one.
It was. Oh my gosh. Now we're going to tell each other some insane stories that we haven't told each other before. Well, mine's not, like, insane. It's really fun. Like, do you have a story in your head, Emma?
It's like, I have some funny moments with some of my friends that are not you, that are really funny, but you wouldn't get the joke, which makes it really upsetting.
I'm gonna cry now.
Sad. stop doing ASMR. Just stop. She's so close to the mic right now.
Okay. Okay, anyway. I'm going to tell my story first. So, I love popcorn. Popcorn is one of my addictions. It's the best. Just the best food of life. Okay, so I was eating popcorn and I went into my mom's room because my phone was off and I was watching a movie and I was about to die. And I plugged my phone into my mom's charger because there was no charger in my room. It was really sad. But anyway, I put the popcorn bowl underneath the bed and I just left it there for a couple months. And then one day, months. And the story is so weird. I put that popcorn bowl there for a reason.
We've been friends for 6 years, and I still do not know this.
Okay. Anyway. A couple of months pass. I go into my mom's room. I'm doing laundry, and I play soccer. And I have, socks that are really important that you have to have for your uniforms. And I drop both of my socks right underneath the bed.
How do you drop a sock right underneath the bed?
Because you know that slit between the bed and,
thing? So basically her bed frame, it is not necessarily, the mattress doesn't cover the whole bed. The mattress is smaller a bit, so it's centered, but there's still, some empty space on the side of the bed.
And so I dropped both of the socks. I had two pairs of these socks. I dropped both of them underneath the bed. Right in the center, right where I couldn't reach my feet. Because I'm used to crawling underneath the bed, digging out my dog and stuff. But it was right to the point where my feet, if I reached my feet underneath there, and that's all I could, reach, because I'm taller and older than I was when I was little. That's all I could reach underneath there. And it was just the point where I couldn't grab the sock with my feet. I tried everything. I tried pulling it out with a cable.
From the top.
No, from, the side. I tried pulling it out the cable. I tried going on both sides and trying to get both socks. But they were both points where I couldn't reach it. And so I look over and I'm trying to find things and grabbing objects and trying to, get the socks underneath the bed because I need these socks. Gosh darn it. And I look over. I see the giant popcorn bowl. And so I take it and I throw it at the socks.
Was the popcorn still in there?
Yeah, the popcorn kernels were still in there. And I throw it at the socks. And then it gets it out of the bed. And the popcorn bowl saved my life. Oh my gosh.
That is the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. A popcorn bowl. So basically, I used the popcorn bowl to get my socks out from underneath my parents' bed.
Very important socks, Emma. I'm calling it the popcorn bowl of the important socks. Okay, Emma, now it's time for your story.
My life is boring. I told you everything. I don't know what to do. I can't think of anything.
We can move on to the next section, which you're not going to like that much. Actually, you might like it more than the last section.
Okay, so what are we going to do now? Because I probably don't know what this is, and you plan things without telling me, so taking the lane.
Our biggest fears.
Oh, our biggest fears. Oh my god.
Since my biggest fears are the best biggest fears of all time, I'm just going to start out first, since you didn't share anything last time, too.
Let me think of my biggest fears, honestly. But this kind of goes along with some of my other answers to some of the previous four sections in this podcast, or in this episode. But honestly, I am scared to death.
Do I know this?
You might know this. I'm scared to death of dating, getting married, having your
own. I'm scared to death of it.
It's fun to fantasize about. It's fun to kind of, I guess, maybe do that and watch, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, and,
She loves that movie.
We love that movie.
I love that movie. It's so good.
I know. Not sponsored, but should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag not sponsored.
We're ranting. Okay. Bye. Okay. Back to the story. But, I'm just scared to death of it because boys, they've asked me out multiple times and I've turned them down multiple times because normally, one, I don't like them, and two, I am terrified of dating.
Terrified of being honest with someone else? Okay.
It's I'm just scared. Ugh.
Okay.
Well, I guarantee everyone's scared of that. There's some people who's I want to go all in.
Oh, my God. The way you said that in real life, that was so crazy.
I know.
My biggest fears are the weirdest.
I don't really have that much.
Biggest fears.
I have, my fears, the more general ideas that everyone would be scared of. But Aries are the strangest things ever. Okay. Oh, I have another really weird fear, but I'll tell them after you tell one of yours.
Okay. So, I was walking parking lot once. I have, like, a little story to build up to it. I was walking parking lot once, and there was this giant bug on the ground. I was walking to my mom's car, trying to get something. I don't remember what it was, but I was by myself, and I was walking in between the cars, so I didn't have to, like, run into a car. And the whole situation would just have been a disaster, if you know me. I have no awareness of my surroundings. Anyway, I was walking between the two cars, and there's a big, fat bug with wings. And I was so afraid. I stopped right then and there, turned around, went around the cars, I went around three cars. I was so afraid of this thing. And I went straight forward. It was a butterfly. I'm deathly afraid of freaking butterflies. They're so creepy. They're so freaking creepy.
Okay, they can be pretty, but, like, when you, like, look and zoom in mm-hmm. on them, they are actually kind of really creepy. But, like, they're not, like, one of my greatest fears. It's like, I'm not afraid of a butterfly just about climbing. I'm like, oh, cool. But, like, just zooming in, I'll be like, what the frick?
I just, like, imagine them, like, trying to eat my face off or trying to eat a flower. Like, no. I don't...
That's not that scary!
I think they're scary. For me, I think they're scary. Okay,
that's
share
stupid.
Your next biggest fear.
I am definitely scared of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse cartoon from Disney Junior and Winnie the Pooh. I am scared of those cartoons.
Really?
I am scared of
it. I had no idea.
I thought Christopher Robin was so creepy. And, like, when Pooh just, like, is going up the honey tree, and he just, like, seems like, I'm going up the honey tree. It sounds like he's trying to, like, freaky, like, I don't know, like, he's trying to put a trance on you, he's trying to, like, mesmerize you, he's trying to control your mind. It sounds like he's gonna, I don't know what, I'm forgetting the word right now, but he's, like, sounds like he's trying to, like, lure you in, let's, like, cancel.
Hypnotize you?
Hypnotize you, yes. It sounds so creepy, and I just hate Winnie the Pooh. Just his voice sounds so just not soothing.
Okay.
And plus, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, just, I freaking hate the animation. He's like, come on, kids, come into my house.
It is
so
oh,
weird.
My
that
gosh.
Creepy.
That is so weird. I told you his line right when you walked into my house. I was like, come inside. It's fun inside.
It is ridiculous.
God.
I am scared of it.
That is crazy. That is so crazy.
He's like, come into my house.
Okay. Anyway.
Like, I'll see
my last biggest fear.
Is the... It's
she likes to mock me all the time. One of her favorite Disney characters are in this film that I freaking hate.
You don't hate it. You're scared of it.
I'm so afraid of this. Okay.
She is afraid of Alice in freaking Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland is so freaky.
They made a walrus.
I love walruses. They made a walrus evil.
I love that movie.
What type of satanic person would make a walrus evil?
I don't like Alice in the Looking Glass.
My pretty little walruses are dying.
Stop. Let me talk. Okay. I like the animated version. I don't like the live actions. I like the animated one.
I think both of them are so.
No, I love the Cheshire Cat. Cheshire Cat's the best.
Cheshire Cat is the creepiest thing of life. Tries to hypnotize you and lure you in with his soothing voice, which just makes him sound like a
person. I just like that he's invisible. He's just so cool.
Creepy.
I love him.
I hate Alice.
But, like, honestly, me and the Cheshire Cat, we'd be, like, best friends, I swear.
You would.
We'd be, like, best friends, except for the fact that I hate cats.
Okay,
but
so
it's the Cheshire Dog. There we go.
We're going to talk about book series that we hate now.
Book series that we hate? I didn't know we were going to do this. I didn't know about this.
Okay. What's one book series that you hate?
That I absolutely cannot read.
You cannot read this
one. I cannot read it and survive.
Okay. Say it.
I don't know. No, I can't think of anything out of my head. But I'm just gonna read a book series that I absolutely just cannot read.
Hold on, I'm trying to think.
It's like, and I own half of these series books because I used to love them. But now I'm absolutely terrified of them. I think they're just so weird.
I think these are just really creepy and really girly, and I don't like these ones. Three,
two, one. Dork Diaries. I swear to to God, we are not sisters. We're just friends. I swear to God.
Oh my gosh.
It's like we used to love them.
I know, but now like, I just can't. Like, they're too girly, too geeky, too weird. I don't.
And they say like my BFFs, toes. It's like no one says that anymore. That's 2015, 13, yeah. Even
2013 was the time for that stuff. 2019 now people can.
People
just,
say dope, people lit, just low key.
People
like,
just
God.
Need to and they chill. Like,
and they say they just curse is what
people
that's,
need
that's
to chill.
They,
no cursing, just chill.
I know, but, like, honestly, I read some of the newest ones, and guess what? There's boy drama in them. I like reading about it, but, like, honestly, it's just, I can't, I just have to, I read one page, then I have to, like, sit, take, like, a 50-minute YouTube break, just watch some YouTube, get my life together, then I can read another page. The same process just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, and then the process will take you 15 million years. Anyway. I thought you were going to say this one series that me and my friend love. Okay, so like, Emma does not like Percy Jackson. She's a big Harry Potter nerd. She does not like Percy Jackson. I am in the middle of reading the Heroes of Olympus books. I freaking love Percy Jackson. Okay. He's my little salty sausage bean. Okay.
Stop. Okay. This is why I don't really like Percy Jackson that much. It's like...
You haven't even gone through the first chapter.
Exactly, because I don't like it. My God. It's like, I like, sure, Greek mythology, it's cool.
Cool.
Yay. It's just like the first chapter, I'm just like, that freaking sucks. Like, the first chapter absolutely ruined it. I hated the first chapter. It's like, what the heck? This purpose turned into a gargoyle. Big deal. Like, my God.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. It's just the first chapter, I absolutely did not like it. Then I'm just like...
Emma, I'm going to say something, and you have to promise you won't kill me.
What?
Promise. Swear to the gods of Olympus that you won't kill me. No, swear on the river Styx that you won't kill me.
Okay.
You have to swear on the river Styx?
Yeah, swear on the river Styx.
You know that can bring death if you don't.
Stop! You told me this now! Okay. I don't read Percy Jackson! My God!
Okay, anyway.
These lords of the River Styx, please, don't kill me.
That's where death is, Emma.
Still, don't kill me, though.
Okay, that's where not Tartarus. The Underworld. Anyway, so, I like Percy Jackson more than Harry Potter.
I am gonna kill you!
Please!
Take her! Take her away! Why am I your friend?
She hates me now.
I hate you!
No more podcast episodes. No more anything.
I am sorry. Okay, we're gonna do like Harry Potter and Percy Jackson episodes, but my God, I hate you.
Emma is the biggest Harry Potter nerd, and me not being along with her might have just shattered her world.
I am, I'm such a dedicated Harry Potter fan. And, like, we'll talk about, like, our Hogwarts houses in a different episode. We're not going to say them now, but...
I think once you just tell by watching.
I know, but once you...
listening to this.
Like, once you figure out what houses both of us are, it will make so much sense.
Yeah. But anyway, I like Percy Jackson more than Harry Potter.
I'm sorry. I like Ron Weasley too much.
I like my little sausage, salty, chicken wing,
but like honestly,
vanilla bean.
So guys, my friends, they always revert, like, one of my friends, she just always refers to me as Leo Valdez, and I don't freaking know who that is.
Leo Valdez is so smart, and he loves, engineering and fire.
All I know is that he calls himself Mr. McShizzle, that's all I know.
You would love Leo.
Like, everyone says that I am Leo Valdez, and I don't know what it means.
You would love Festus, you would love Leo if you would just read the books. Ah!
Well, apparently I'm the real-life version of Leo.
I love Percy so much. And Annabeth, I love them so much. I ship them so much. It's amazing.
Hermione all the way. Drarry, ship it. I hate Hermione, hate Drapple, Drarry. I'll go into a whole other episode of
my Harry Potter ships.
Anyway,
that's a topic for another time.
So much for listening. We appreciate you so much.
I will make sure you guys just subscribe to the podcast.
No,
Emma.
I knocked over the microphone. Emma just dropped her mic.
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
I just dropped over the mic. So I leaned backwards. I didn't break it. It still works.
Okay, anyway, this channel, we...
This
whatever you call it, podcast, we're trying not to promote it that much because I feel like it whitewashes it, makes it like, I'm here for the views and nothing else. Like, we just love to tell you guys stories.
Plus also, like, it would, like, encourage us to do this more often because we really enjoy this and it just makes us feel more better that people actually like what we're putting out and what we enjoy doing.
And we don't have to promote it to make it good.
I was like, we're not going to like promote it.
But thank you guys so much for listening if you did.
And like, also, thank you so much for staying this far and not judging us too much.
Probably they are judging us.
Probably are, but like, guess anyway. What? We're us. We're fun. We talk funny. And Woo! We're all good.
Okay, anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. We love you.
And just thank you guys so much for actually taking the time to listen to this.
Thank you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.